Hello everyone, welcome to the 8th episode of Book Club with Anika Goel. Today we'll be doing something really different. So basically what we're going to do this time is that I'm going to talk to you about a few authors. Mainly one particular author, but yeah. Then we're going to be doing talking about genres. Then I'll be talking about some reader notes, and then I'll be doing a book talk on a really special book from Shannon Messenger. So I'll be starting with that first. Okay, so let's start. So the book which I'm gonna be reading, the blurb which I'm gonna be reading is The Keeper of the Lost Keys, Everblaze. And yeah. Sparks of red and orange and blue and white swarmed around her, burning hotter, brighter, wilder, until they erupted into neon yellow flames. Everblaze. Somewhere in the back of her consciousness, Sophie knew she could run away. But the Everblaze traced to be a glinting path through the endless darkness. She had to follow the trail. This book has been described as a delightful and dangerous adventure with complex characters and relationships, which will root for till the end of time. Keeper of the Lost Cities is a little bit like Alice in the Wonderland, a little bit of Lord of Rings, and a little bit of Harry Potter, and it's all fun. This review has been given by the New York Times bestselling author of the Sister Grimm and the North series, and this book is written by Shannon Messenger, as I told earlier. Now let me talk to you about the readers now. So, most of you, I guess, must be taking notes while you read, or maybe not. So, some helpful tips are that you should write notes in your own words instead of copying down information from the book. Avoid over-highlighting, and wait till the end of a page to take notes so that you can take better focus on what you're reading, and so that you can summarize in your own words rather than copy. The best advice I would say is, the 5 R's, as I say, is recording. Get down all the main ideas and facts, then reduce it as a summary, then recite it to make sure it's right, and then reflect on it, see how it's good, and then review it to see whether it's right. These are the 5 R's of note taking. Now we're going to be talking about genres. So basically a genre is a category in which something falls. So in the case of reading, it means the type of book. Some common genres in fiction are classics, fiction that has become a part of an accepted literary canon widely taught in schools, crime or detective fiction about a crime, epic, a genre of narrative property, poetry, a fable is a legendary supernatural tale demonstrating a useful truth, fairy tales, a story about fairies or other magical creatures, fantasy fiction unreal settings that involve magic, magical creatures or the supernatural, etc. And then there is horror fiction that brings fear to the characters and the reader. There are many more, but to cover them up it'll take a lot of time, but I can give you one last genre which I would like to talk about. It is mythology. It's a legend or tradition narrative, often based in part of historical events that reveal more than human behavior and phenomena by its symbolism, often containing the actions of the gods. Now let me talk about J.K. Rowling. So she is the creator of the Harry Potter fantasy series, one of the most popular books and film franchises in history. She is a British author and has screenwriter best known for the 7-book Harry Potter children book series. The series has sold more than 500 million copies and was adapted into a blockbuster film franchise. Rowling was born as Joanne Rowling on July 31, 1965, in Yate, England. She adopted her pen name J.K., incorporating her grandma's name, but the latter initial. Rowling does not have a middle name. She's a graduate of the University of Exeter. Rowling moved to Portugal in 1990 to teach English. There she met and married the Portuguese journalist George Arantes. The couple's daughter Jessica was born in 1993. Then Rowling moved to Edinburgh with the daughter to live near her younger sister. While struggling to support her daughter Jessica and herself on welfare, Rowling worked on her first book in the Harry Potter series. The ideas for her book reportedly occurred to her while she was traveling on a train from Manchester to London in 1990. So, she has written the whole Harry Potter series. She has written The Cursed Child, The Tales of Needle the Bard, The Casual Second Piece, and many more. So, she has been a really good author. And she also my role model because she has learned how to succeed, and yeah, she's a really good author. Okay, so guys, see you next time. This episode is over.